Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But here's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. Darius doesn't even know about this. This is going to spook you out a little bit. I just went to the bathroom during the break. And when I went to the bathroom...
I thought you did a great job in the bathroom, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I thought it was a seamless operation.
You were the guy there. You were right next to me. The guy washing your hands
right
over there.
Right next to each other, yeah.
The sign on the door at a radio station for a bathroom often says something like, you know...
Wash hands upon exit.
Yeah, make sure you wash your hands, crazy people, or whatever. Mm-hmm. This one says... Tornado shelter.
Tornado shelter.
We must be in like an alley. We must be. I know we're in Kansas, which is a tornado place.
Yeah.
But it says tornado shelter. It's got me thinking. When's tornado season? We're in the clear here
now,
right? Is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I think so.
Look that up for me. We need to get Bischbucks on the line. Doesn't he come chase tornadoes here?
Well, that's one of his dreams, I think.
I think he did it once.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. It's March through June. I thought it was same as hurricane season.
I was thinking it was like spring when we get our storms.
I thought it was same as Carolina hurricane season. No, it's March through June.
Okay. So we're fine then.
Yeah. Still, it doesn't mean there's never been a tornado in October. There never has.
Probably not.
Okay.
But it says on the door, tornado shelter.
That was one of my biggest fears as a child, was tornadoes. Thunderstorms was up on the list, but tornadoes, oh my goodness, man. Like, nothing kept me up at night like watching Weather Channel and seeing tornado warnings anywhere near Maryland. If it was anywhere near Maryland, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, the level, like, we use the word awesome in different contexts. But like, oh, that was awesome. But, like, the original usage of the word, the awesome power of the tornado... Where it's just like, it's so mind-boggling. It's not even boggling. It puts your mind in a bottle. Where like cars are lifted, like you'd picking up a matchbox car. You know, or like houses just ripped off the ground. Like, it's insane.
This is going to sound like such a tough guy take. I'm saying that in advance. Okay?
Oh, boy.
What are you about to do?
Here's what I'm doing. And I also want to acknowledge before I say this, I am petrified of death. I'm afraid of so many things. And I don't want to die at all. I think living is the best. Breathing is amazing.
So silly.
And the idea, like, there's people I know, like, my wife is one of these people, doesn't fear death, has no problem with the idea of it. She's so excited about it. Not that she wants to die anytime soon, but she's like, I'll just get to meet God and live in heaven, and it's going to be amazing. That's cool that she has that ability to think that way. I do not, okay?
Like, right here and now, like, barbecue for lunch.
Yes.
Sleeping. You ever been asleep?
I'm
so good.
I'm going to Arrowhead Stadium tonight to watch the National Football League in front of me. That is so much better than being asleep forever.
Than the endlessness.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And like, if you really want to have anxiety, and I don't want to ruin anybody's day too much, but like, think about it. It's forever. You never get to do it again.
Yep.
Just until the end of time, mm-hmm. No more. And then my heart starts beating too fast, whatever. But anyway, my reason for bringing this up is, this is going to be a tough guy bit. I don't really have the proper fear of tornadoes. And here's what I mean by that. Like, when I see tornadoes, in my mind, the funnel is the tornado. I would have no problem, like, 100 yards away in a field. If it's like, there it is. I'm not running from it. I'm not driving away at a high rate. I'll just you know, lay down if it's getting close to me and hope, wait for it to pass. And I know that that's wrong, and it would probably pummel me. But in so many ways, I'm afraid of so many other things. Tornadoes is not on my list.
Where did tornadoes rank for you?
So low.
Like, tidal wave. More or less afraid.
Oh, way more afraid of a tidal wave.
Earthquake. More or less afraid.
Way more afraid of an earthquake.
Like an active thunderstorm where there's like the hairs on your arms stand up, like lightning is striking everywhere.
Comparable to a tornado. Yeah, I don't like if I'm in a, how am I trying to say this? You've seen all the videos that I have before where a guy is like at his house filming a tornado across a field. He's like, look, it's forming. There it is.
There's the cone.
I would not, I'm not condoning this. I'm not telling you guys not to do it. Everyone should listen to all the rules. I don't think I'm like, if the water's going to rise, I'm leaving. If there's a hurricane coming, I'm leaving. Water's involved. If it's just like tornado warning, I'm going to go down in the basement, sit pretzel style, and put on the TV. I don't know why. It's just not.
Why aren't you properly afraid of that?
I don't know. It's like I need one to kick my ass so that I can learn the lesson.
But how many? Like, you see what I'm getting at? Like, I've never been.
I think it's, I've seen so many videos and so many movies like Twister or the new one with Ryan Clary where I watch it and it's like, as long as you just jump to the side of it.
Yeah.
As it comes by.
Like, as long as there's a slow-mo explosion, you can jump to the side.
This is going to sound so dumb. This is a deep cut, but this is how I'm thinking about this. Think about, like, Madden back in the day when you had the passing cone, and there was that light that showed the part of the field where he was throwing it
to. Mark Brunell's was so skinny.
So in my mind, the way a tornado works, I know this is not correct, is, like, there's, like, a little, like, you could paint in front of it the part where the wind is and the part where the wind's not. And if you're, like, 30 feet to the left of it.
Then you're fine.
You're just fine.
Like you just but you know it. That that's wrong.
I think it's wrong way less of the time than we assume.
What, so okay, I think a tornado, you can see
the circular funnel, and I'm saying like right outside of the funnel, I think I'm pretty okay. That's kind of in my mind what I'm thinking.
Right, but you're acknowledging that that's not correct.
There are times, depending on the size and the scope of the tornado. Again, I'm going to go back to the beginning. A little bit of a ridiculous thing.
Yeah,
but I am properly afraid of a lot of stuff.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That is just not on my list. And it's not even like, oh, I won't have to deal with them. I'm in D.C. I mean, if today, right now, there's a tornado coming.
Like the siren goes off. Yes. You're in the studio. You're like,
I just asked you. You said you'd be freaking out.
Terrified. Again,
it sounds like Darius would be insufferable.
If nature decides it's your time, it is your time.
Darius would be the guy in the elevator with Clary. And then
By the way,
it's going to sound like such a tough guy bit.
We're going to gloss over that because everyone's talking about something else.
Good pull.
That's a great bit.
That is a great bit.
That's a hilarious bit. Ryan's probably going, ha, back in the studio.
I hope I popped him.
That's a 10.
Attaboy, Clary. And then I'm going to, I hate saying it. It sounds so cringy. I think I'm perfectly fine. I'm chilling. I don't even think I take anxiety medication because I worry about everything. I don't even think my anxiety raises. I really don't.
I mean, you remember how I was with the bee that was near the red box?
Yeah, you with the bee is the worst thing I've ever seen.
I mean, imagine a tornado. That times a billion. I just can't understand how you don't have any.
Like the tornado isn't alive, right? It's not a sentient being,
right?
Okay,
it's nature.
It's nature. So it's going it goes so fast, and the force it creates is so massive. If for whatever reason, whatever moves it, and it moves it towards you, that's it. Like, that's it. If it doesn't, and you're like, I'm 31 feet to the left of the cone. I'm silly. You may survive, but it's not up to you. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
I do.
That thing is so powerful. What it takes to form shouldn't happen. It shouldn't, like, you know what I mean? It's so massive that it just rolls around. Like, sometimes, like, the giant tractor gets picked up and thrown, like you and I are tossing the football. Sometimes, like, the house gets ripped up, and it's like, whoopsie-daisy, there it goes. And then, like, a dude's like, I can't believe I'm filming it, and I'm still here. Luck. Blind luck.
This is the best way to put it, then. Because I think my very detailed points about, like, the cone and all that are probably too much. I would never in a million years walk near a ledge because I could slip.
Yes.
Or someone could get funny and try to like push me and grab me and then I fall off or whatever. I just have so much fear of that, whatever that is.
Yep. The correct treatment of the risk.
Yes.
Yes.
I would never like lean over the railing of a cruise ship to look down at porpoises or something, right? Like if I fall, it's curtains.
A DC radio man went overboard this afternoon on a Bahamas cruise line. Exactly. He was rescued by one person that saw it. Yeah.
I would have no problem going on a ride along with like storm chasers.
Oh.
I just don't think that would bother me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You and Bish would be excited to go do it.
And I don't know.
Would you be excited about it?
I kind of think so, oh my God. Actually.
Oh my
now,
God.
Excited, oh my excited God. Is too strong, I think. Because in my mind, I know I'm elevating my risk, which is antithetical to how I view everything in the world. But I would have zero fear, and I would have, I'm not going to say excitement, I'm going to say immense curiosity. Like, I would want to see what they're up to.
Your curiosity is at the core of this. Asking follow-up questions about people's haircuts, man. That's what's getting you into the storm where you get blown away.
Also, if I'm with them and it's not just me and you in a truck,
yeah,
I feel great because they know what they're doing. I'm just in the back seat kind of riding along. This is their 19th time this month. Oklahoma Joe's up there driving along like Glenn Powell. I think I'm okay with that.
Just a bunch of amateur storm chasers.
Yeah.
We put a cinder block in the truck, so we're good.
Look at the picture that Toby just sent us. Would you ever do that? So it's a picture of Toby's feet hanging over the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Nope. Well,
I don't even have to open it. No. I mean, I have a... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Toby.
I mean, this is giving me bubble guts. Like, I have to close this. First of all, what is Toby doing? Let's start with that. Second of all, get away from there.
He's sitting. Imagine a psycho just has a break in that moment.
That's actually the fear.
And he goes, him.
My fear is the rock fall, like the rock breaks or cracks or something underneath me, and now
and then Toby
I start
will
tumbling.
Fall down. Yeah. We'll come all ties her dead.
But
on
also,
the fall.
If you're with people, I don't trust them enough to not like the bit of I don't know what your friends are like, but if you're like walking on the ledge and then they don't even come near you, but they just go oh, and then like start like 6 feet away, like they're going
like,
to.
Ah, isn't that so funny?
Now we're done. Now I'm not playing that.
I mean, I had to hold my. I told you this. Just doing the Ferris wheel in
National Harbor.
National Harbor.
I would not do that.
I had to hold my 12-year-old's hand and close my eyes and just rock like Leo Mazzilli in the seventh inning stretch.
Leo Mazzoni.
Who did I say? Mazzilli? Yeah, no, sorry, Leo Mazzoni. I mean, I'm freaking out and losing my mind. My 7-year-old was a pig in mud. He was so happy. It was for him, and it was terrifying, and I sweat a lot. And I don't know that I'd want to do it again, but if he did, I'd have to because it was for him.
Am I saying that? I would not do a Ferris wheel. So I'm saying Ferris wheels are scarier than tornadoes. Right,
which, again, I think there's a...
Sounds like a dumb thing to say out loud.
Yeah, when you say it out loud. There's a comparison.
All I'm doing is opening myself up to you and the people listening.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.